Luke chapter 11. And while he was in a certain place praying, when he ceased, a certain one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, even as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, your name be sanctified, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us into temptation. And he said to them, Who among you will have a friend, and will go to him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. Since a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him, and that one from inside will answer and say, Do not trouble me. The door is already shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise up and give you anything. I say to you, even though he will not rise up and give him anything because he is his friend, surely because of his shameless persistence, he will rise and give him what he needs. And I say to you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. But what father among you, whose son shall ask for a fish, will instead of a fish hand him a snake? Or if he shall also ask for an egg, will hand him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father who is from heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And once he was casting out a demon, and it was dumb. And when the demon had gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the crowds marveled. But some of them said, By Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons, he cast out the demons. And others, tempting him, sought from him a sign out of heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself becomes desolate, and a house divided against a house falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I cast out the demons. But if I by Beelzebub cast out the demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I by the finger of God cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When the strong man, fully armed, guards his own homestead, his possessions are in peace. But when one stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes away his whole armor in which he had trusted, and distributes his spoil. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit goes out from the man, it roams through waterless places, seeking rest, and not finding it, it says, I will return to my house from which I came out. And it comes, and finds it swept and decorated. Then it goes and takes along other spirits more evil than itself, 7 of them, and they enter and settle down there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. And as he said these things, a certain woman out of the crowd lifted up her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breast at which you nursed. But he said, Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. And as the crowds were thronging together, he began to say, this generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and a sign shall not be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For even as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something more than Solomon is here. Ninevite men will stand up in the judgment with this generation and will condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something more than Jonah is here. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in the cellar or under the bushel, but on the lampstand, in order that those who enter in may see the light. The lamp of the body is your eye. When your eye is single, your whole body also is full of light. But when it is evil, your body also is dark. Watch out, therefore, that the light which is in you is not darkness. If therefore your whole body is full of light and does not have any dark part, the whole will be full of light as when the lamp with its rays illuminates you. Now as he spoke, a Pharisee asked him to have the morning meal with him, and he went in and reclined at table. But the Pharisee, seeing it, marveled that he had not first washed before the meal. But the Lord said to him, "Again, you Pharisees, cleanse the outside of the cup and of the platter, but your inside is full of extortion and wickedness. Foolish ones! Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give the things which are within as alms, and behold, all things are clean to you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you give a tenth of the mint and the rue and every herb, and pass by justice and love for God. But these you should have done, and not passed by the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the chief seat in the synagogues and the greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like the unseen tombs, and the men who walk over them do not know it." And one of the lawyers answered and said to him, "Teacher, by saying these things, you insult us also." And he said, "Woe to you, lawyers also! For you burden men with burdens hard to bear, yet you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build up the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers kill them. You are witnesses then, and fully approve of the works of your fathers, because they kill them, and you build up their tombs. Therefore, the wisdom of God also has said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that the blood of all the prophets, which has been poured out from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the house. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and those who were entering you hindered." And when he went out from there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be very hostile and to provoke him to speak concerning many things, lying in wait for him in order to catch something out of his mouth.